Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Jesus Valenzuela, 089592.
This is Ronnie Cerrone, you're appealing for the Arizona Board of Executive Criminalty for your revocation hearing this morning regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, that being the Arizona Board of Executive Criminalty, we show that you were notified of this hearing back on November the 20th of this year. Do you remember signing that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated on there, among other things, that you could obtain a license, a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you this morning. We don't see one in the room, therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can, well, the board has been authorized to have a two-member panel this morning, and the two members who will be participating in your hearing is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us this morning the gentleman that you should be able to see there, and that is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Venezuela and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir. I do.
As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on about August 2nd, 2017, by 9 a.m., as verbally directed on August 1st, 2017. Thus, you were actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Venezuela, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Before we go any further in phase two, we're going to get some background information on you, and then we'll be back to you. So please remain quiet as we get this information from the Department of Correction, and Mr. Grady, sir, will provide that to us. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Valenzuela was released from DOC on July 12th of 2017. He was arrested on October 7th of 2017 by Gila River PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on October 8th of 2017. He has a CCD of January 15th of 2018 that reflects 66 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1992, theft, 1 year. 1992, theft, 1 year. 1992, unsworn falsification, 2 years. 2004, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2004, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2005, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2010, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2015, escape third degree, 1 year, 6 months. He has 6 terms for DOC. His CEIR scores are 2-1. Mental health scores are 2. Substance abuse scores are 3. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 1992, temporary release, completed 7 months. 2004, TIS release, absconded for 259 days, reached CSED while in custody. 2005, TIS release, absconded for 138 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release, absconded for 47 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2016, TIS release, absconded for 124 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 1988, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 1988, transport dangerous material, U.S. federal prison. 1988, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 1995, transport dangerous material, California felony conviction, probation. 1996, domestic violence, California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1996, domestic violence, California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1997, misdemeanor DUI, California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1997, resisting public officer, California felony conviction, state prison. 1997, DUI, liquor, drug, vapor combo, California misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, misdemeanor DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, misdemeanor DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of a G5 V6.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Grady. And so we are back to you, Mr. Venezuela. It seems to me that when you were released, you were supposed to be with Ms. Veronica, you were supposed to reside with Ms. Veronica Cruz in Sacaton, Arizona. And how long did you stay at that residence, sir?
I stayed there, about a month.
And what happened after you was there for about a month? Well, where did you go and what did you do, sir?
Well, I was still staying there, but I would go back and forth to my mom's house because I was taking care of my mom, too.
Now who's Ms. Cruz? Who's that that you...
That's my fiance.
Okay, and so you was going between her house, her residence, and your mother's residence. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
I was seeking employment. I was already going to the motion of getting hired at Max's Bond right here in Chandler.
Okay, and we also show in the programming that you were directed to the Pinnell Hispanic Counseling, but you failed to schedule intake as directed. It just seemed to me, sir, and I just want you to respond to it, that you've just not been interested in community supervision or parole, because in the past you have either been revoked or something each time, except for the first one in 1992, you were successful with that one, but since then, 04, 05, 12, and 16, you had problems in being on supervision or parole. What's your problem, sir?
Well, sir, back in those days, I was younger than I am now, and I was pretty foolish in my actions and my of how to go about pertaining to all that. But as the years passed, I mean, I've come to realize, you know what, that life is too important to be behind bars as far as being in here and stuff. And I've never had the resources that I have now as far as with this program that I am to Sunrise, the pilot program. It's a real, real positive influence on me. I mean, I've got a different outlook and pertaining to what was really important in my life, you know, and that is, you know, to straighten out. And as I'm hearing this program, you know what, I mean, it helps me to see a lot of things different in a lot of ways. You know, I've been programming, you know, while I'm here, and it's just little resources, you know what, that I wish I knew way back in the days, because, I mean, it is real good. It's something, you know what, that I'm looking forward to, and not only, you know what, to what I already accomplished here and what I already received as far as resources, but I mean it's helping me a lot, you know. And as far as my pastor, you know what, I know it don't look good, you know, and I apologize for that, but I wish, you know what, that some way, somehow, you know what, that I can show you, you know what, that I'm looking at life in a different way now, because I mean not only, you know what, am I here because of my stupidity, my foolishness in not participating in things that I should have participated in, but also, you know what, that I have a mother, you know what, that's up in her ages and remission right now due to cancer. And I just, you know, I would just love to just give it one chance, you know what, to prove, you know what, that I can't be somebody, you know what, and not nobody no more. But
okay, so what is this? You said something about some sunset program, something program. What program is that, sir?
That's a Sunrise program right here where I'm at. It's a pilot program where I'm currently at right now. It's a 60 days to the house program. It helps you with the resources, you know, that you need as far as for work, men's homes that you need, you know, as far as if you're in any kind of assistance in any kind of way. I mean, they help you a lot with the DES. They also are established there. And my counselor is right here, you know, he can fill you in a little bit more on that, but...
Well, we're at least, we know about the program, you know, but you, how long you been in that program, sir?
I've been here a month.
You've been in the program, because it's a new program, relatively new program, that the Department of Correction and the governor put, implemented there at Lewis and a couple of other facilities in Arizona. So we wish you the best. I commend you for being a part of that program, and we wish you the best on that one. I'm going to see if my distinguished colleague might have any questions for you at this time.
No, thank you, Mr. Board Chairman.
Okay, thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Yes, I would just like to, you know, say one thing. I do apologize, you know, for my past way it is, you know, but I know, you know what, that... that with the help that I have now, the resources that I have now, man, I mean, it's so awesome, you know. And I know, you know what, that once, you know what, if given opportunity, you know what, to go back into society, you know what, I know that I can use these resources. Not only that, but I've also been accepted to two Christian recovery men's homes, you know what, that I desire to be in, because I mean, it's just something what that I really need, you know, at this moment, you know. And I just want to thank you for your time and your consideration.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mr. Sorbo. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. May sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves, and that is the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and myself. And we'll be back to you shortly with the determination of the board. This is an unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in because Mr. Kiwanis Venezuela has had a long history of absconding and completing it, going to CSED and so forth. But now he does have a good program that he's enrolled in. But my concern with that, and I commend him for that now, but that's a very positive step from my perspective. My concern is that he's only been in that program for 1 month. I think he really needs to be in that program longer, because that is a good program. It's an excellent program providing training so that when they get out, they can find employment, they can be re-enter society and be successful. In addition to that, he did abscond for 66 days, and we have no idea what he was doing, where he was. Therefore, based on that, I am not in favor, but I am prepared to listen to my distinguished board member, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. I'll keep it short. He has 41 days left in the correction system. I like what I'm hearing from Mr. Valenzuela. I think he sounds like an individual who's turning a corner and ready to make good with the remainder of his life, but he absconded as recently as last year. So I think that this change in his life is something that's fairly recent. He would probably be best served just to complete his 41 days and come out free and clear to turn a corner on his life.
Okay, thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Therefore, with that being said, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Venezuela did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, inasmuch as he absconded for 66 days, and during that period, we have no idea whether he was doing something positive or negative. And we also find that he left his sponsor's residence, his wife or fiance's residence, and she was there one night, and he just left, and his mother's telephone had been disconnected. We just lost contact with him. We don't know what he was doing. Therefore, and based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017-W2661 and information provided by the Department of Correction, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Venezuela's community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as my distinguished colleague has said, that you have, I believe, just 41 days, and you will be out, and you won't be responsible to report to a parole officer. You are scheduled to be released on January 15, 2018. I hope that you will not look at our decision today as being a negative. We just feel that it would be best if you go ahead and complete that program Sunrise program because it is a successful one. And then once you complete that, you will have the tools. You will have the tools to be successful once you are out. Sir, this will end your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.